Welcome to UX Maturity. This is a podcast where we have conversations about the ins and outs of being a designer in tech. I'm your co-host, Susan.
And I'm your co-host, Sandrine.
And this is a season finale. That feels very, very fancy to say. Season finale of season 3, episode 61. So we've done, I forgot to count all the episodes before we started this, but I think we've done 24 or 25 episodes in season 3. So quite a chunky season. So this episode is mostly just going to be the two of us reflecting on what the season's been like, what we learned, what we've enjoyed, what we want to maybe do in the next season, that sort of thing. Just a good old reflective chat. As always, if you like our podcast, please rate and review us on your podcast platform and follow us on Twitter, UX_maturity, and LinkedIn, UX Maturity. To keep updated with everything we're up to and new episodes, and also, of course, share to spread the word, because we're going to go into a bit of a break, end of year break, before we start season 4. We would love to hear any feedback from our listeners, if there's anything you want to see more of, anything you want to see less of, not see, hear, anything you want to hear more of, anything you want to hear less of, any ideas for guests, any ideas for formats, anything under the sun. We are wide open for feedback and suggestions on the podcast. So yeah, we'd really appreciate if you could reach us however feels comfortable to you. If you know us, you can reach us directly. We also have of course, our DMs on Twitter open, and there's our LinkedIn group or a LinkedIn page as well. Right. So just looking back at season 3, I actually have a couple of fun facts for you, Sandrine. I don't know if you know, but I just dug into some of our stats, and fun fact number 1 is that we've actually had listeners in over 100 countries.
Ooh, that's so cool.
And then fun fact number 2 is for a couple of weeks, we were actually number 1 in the Apple Podcast design category in Indonesia, which is very cool because Indonesia is a very big country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's so crazy because we never really get alerts for these kind of stats. So it's always nice to discover them.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's really cool to see that we have listeners from all over the place and not just locally to where we are. It's a nice validation that what we talk about is a bit universally relevant.
Yeah, I agree. It's always nice to see some diversity in our audience. Because, yeah, like the intention was never to just be for the UK or London-based designers. So it's really nice to see we can reach out to more people.
Definitely. So this was your first season as a podcaster, Sandrine.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on it?
It feels a bit crazy because I feel like we started yesterday and then at the same time. Like I feel not the weight of all the episodes, but like I feel like we also have come like, you know, a long way exploring all of these themes and topics. So yeah, I find that I was a bit terrified actually when I decided to jump into doing the podcast. I remember at the time Leo kind of suggested a bit randomly, say you should take over as a co-host, and I was like, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure I have a lot to talk about, and yeah, I was a bit freaked out, and I thought that it would be a good experience for me to get out of my comfort zone, get used to talk about just improve the way I talk about design. And also just generally, I quite enjoy going deep into a topic. And I think you also enjoy to do that. So I think we kind of found a nice balance from that perspective. But I think it taught me a lot about, just the fact that I can get out of my comfort zone. And it's scary at the beginning, but then I also get used to it. And now I don't really overthink the idea of picking up the mic and starting to talk in our podcast. I'm not freaked out about it anymore at all. So it's quite interesting to see how over time that anxiety went over, and it's more the excitement of talking about the topic and so forth that took over. And I think that was quite a nice thing for me. What about you?
That's so nice to hear. And it's exactly the experience you describe is exactly my experience in the beginning of season two, when Leo asked if I wanted to take over as co-host and I was freaking out and et cetera, et cetera. And it has become much easier over time. I do remember in the beginning of season three, because I'd had a break, I didn't feel like I was starting from scratch, but I did have the newbie jitters again a little bit. Definitely felt like I was out of my comfort zone again. But yeah, on the topic of the topics and deep diving into them, I've really enjoyed the opportunity to really, really go deep into the different things we've talked about this season. Because I noticed in season two, which was my first season, I really enjoyed the conversations, but because the conversations would go into so many different directions and you know, my brain was sort of on like overdrive thinking, oh, we could explore this further and that further. So yeah, I think we've iterated well on the format by coincidence, really, trios of topics under each theme. And yeah, the other thing for me, especially this season, I mean, I had it last season as well, but I think there was something around the context of my work life this year, which made the podcast such a nice, like, what's it called? Like a beacon of light and calm in the middle of my week, every week. Not that anything bad happened to my work life. It's just a lot of like big things happened, a lot of big changes and movements. And, you know, I went from being a permanent designer to self-employed and like just lots of things. And so it's just been really nice to have this, our little chats to look forward to every week. And yeah, just have this mindful space, I suppose, to just go deep into our discipline, our craft, and everything surrounding it, and also in moments of insecurity where I felt like I don't know what I'm doing, or should I just become a baker, or any of these things. It's been nice to like be able to return to this space, this podcast space, and remind myself how much I love design and UX. So that's been great as well.
Yeah, I agree. Not that considering becoming a baker is a bad idea, because I would totally support this if I can eat whatever you're baking. But yeah, I agree. I think for me it was nice to see that actually sometimes I know more than I think, or at least I have things to share when sometimes I think that I don't particularly have a lot of thoughts on a topic. And I think that's been great for me in terms of a self-confidence perspective. Someone who's an introvert and sometimes think that they've struggled finding their voice at times, it's been quite nice to be able to have a place to, yeah, just go deep into a topic. It was a safe space at all times. I feel like we've always supported each other to kind of deep dive into some particular topics. And yeah, I've always really enjoyed that aspect. And for me, what I found particularly great is that we are both individual contributors. So I find that sometimes we put the spotlight more on leaders in the like industry leaders, and I found that sometimes you always kind of hear back this similar perspective, because obviously you will have a different perspective when you're managing or leading a team from, you know, than from you when you're an individual contributor as well. So I think that was quite refreshing to deep dive into topics, but just from a, as you said, like a really craft perspective and the deep end of things, where you're actually on the, you're on the team that's running things on the ground. And I found that quite cool that we could share insights, share experiences on that topic. And yeah, I hope listeners have appreciated that aspect as well, that we, I guess that perspective that we offer that is maybe something a little bit different too.
Yeah, I agree. I hope and do feel that what we talk about is relatable in some way. And I, what I like about our conversations is that we often talk about I don't like the term soft skills. And I don't like to call things soft or hard, but I don't know how else to describe it, but like, I like how our conversations tend to talk about the more subtle parts of being a designer that not necessarily everyone writes blog posts about or, you know, Twitter hot takes about. There's a lot of information and content, great content out there on specific craft topics, like how to do user research or how to work with a design system or how to do information architecture. But I feel like, and especially when I was growing as a designer, there was very little content about how to manage stakeholders, how to manage up, how to manage down, how to have empathy with yourself, how to have empathy with stakeholders. You know, these more difficult but very human aspects of being a designer. So I'm glad we have the platform and the channel and the privilege to be able to explore that in depth.
Yeah, totally agree with this.
What have you found the most challenging about doing this podcast?
Great question. So aside from the initial freak out of, oh my God, I'm going to have nothing to say and my voice is going to sound super strange, I guess I found that sometimes formulating things in a way that I think is clear, and I have actually sometimes, sometimes we obviously edit those parts, but sometimes we say things or we say them in a clearer way, just because we want to make sure that the message obviously is as clear as possible. And I find that sometimes it can be a little bit challenging, especially with some topics. We tend to maybe waffle a little bit more than others. And sometimes it's because, I guess, it's a topic where we maybe have less experience or the topic is a bit more ambiguous. So yeah, I think that's been challenging a little bit at times. Another one has been a little bit challenging sometimes is to, try to have not a positive reflection, but I guess we remain in a positive mindset when we reflect on things that have been challenging in our past experiences. I think we've talked about some topics that have been that can be a bit sensitive. I think, you know, empathy with stakeholders, being managed, you know, we all have some sad stories to tell from our experience in our careers, and just framing this with the right message, I think, it can be a bit challenging. Not that it's been super challenging, but it's taken some thoughts to figure out, how do I want to frame this example or this event? How do I want to relate to it today, and so forth? I don't know if you've had that similar challenge yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely. I like with many things, I've found doing this podcast quite therapeutic in the way that it's helped me kind of process past experiences and challenging experiences as well, and it can be difficult to kind of have enough distance and have enough reflection to look back at things and know whether, you know, whether it can be a positive, have a positive outcome in our ability to reflect on it, or if it was just a negative thing, or, you know, sometimes things are so, were so challenging that, you know, I personally go into a bit of a rant mode. Those are maybe some of the things that we cut out. And other times I've managed to reflect properly on a negative or a challenging experience to be able to have a positive look at it in retrospect, not a positive look as in, oh, it wasn't challenging, but a positive look outcome as in, I went through that difficult situation and I've learned from it, and I'm in a better position because I learned from it. So it has been quite interesting to see my own or experience my own kind of development of how I've kind of just processed past experiences in that way, just through talking about it with you and having a different perspective and having someone to just bounce things back from on. Another thing I found challenging with this podcast was to know how to formulate my opinions as opinions. And part of why I had that initial panic and freaking out, and also why it feels so far out of my comfort zone, is I had an initial fear, maybe a little bit still, that either my opinions aren't valid, or that my opinions will hurt someone, or that my opinions will be wrong. And it goes into this imposter syndrome thing, which, for the record, I'm much better with. I think this podcast has helped a lot with my imposter syndrome. It's nice to kind of flesh out your thoughts and opinions through talking about it in this space. But there's still that niggling, like, who wants to hear my opinions? I'm not worthy of having opinions. And I guess the challenge is to, for me, and I think I've managed to do okay with it, my challenge has been to accept that I do have opinions, and they don't need to be set in stone. Like, you can change your opinions, or you can develop your opinions, and it's through conversation and reflection and talking to other people that your opinions develop into something better. So it's, this is a very, like, convoluted way of saying it's been interesting and challenging for me to realize and see that I have opinions, I'm allowed to say them, and I'm allowed to change them when I learn new things.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. It's actually nice to hear you talk about your imposter syndrome like this, and recognizing that you do have a voice and you can use it, and it's totally fine. And it's, for me, it was quite interesting to realize that actually nothing bad happened from voicing whatever I think in my job. Like, obviously, we never have, I think, really strange opinions or things that are a little bit doubtful. But yeah, it's just nice to see that. For me, when we released the first few episodes, like, I was wondering, is this going to be some judgments, or is this, am I going to have a judgment over also what I said during those episodes? And I almost didn't even know where the judgment was going to come from, but I feared that judgment coming. And in the end, it did not come. Or at least not in a way that was, like, you know, negative like I imagined it to be. And I guess that's the whole point of, like, getting out of your comfort zone and realize that actually you can do things, you can do more. And that was really nice surprise. And so, yeah, I'm glad that you have a positive perspective on it. And hopefully that's helpful as well to apply that elsewhere in your life as well.
Yeah, definitely. Opinions are malleable. And as an industry, we don't agree on things in design. Like, designers don't agree with everything. And that's a good thing. That's how we become better. We need to voice our opinions for other people to know what our opinions are, and then for us to challenge each other on our opinions and our thoughts and processes so that we can be better. It's important to get stuff out there.
Yeah, and it's true that an opinion is always just one perspective, right? It's a bundle of experience and insights that has been, I guess, gathered by an individual, right? And shared, obviously, with others. I think it's not about pushing your opinions on others. It's more about sharing and actually seeing validate opinions and validate them sometimes. That's also very helpful. And yeah, as you said, maybe change, evolve opinions as you hear more perspectives. And I guess that's the beauty of conversations, right? It kind of expands your mind. And yeah, I feel like we had that at times in our episodes, which has been nice. I was wondering, in the last season that you did, the format of the podcast was mostly around, diving into one topic each week. And we did something a little bit different this season. We had themes, and for each themes, we kind of had like three episodes. And I was wondering, actually, because you've lived both seasons, and I was wondering, did you have a preference? And I guess, how did you live as well the new format of themes, and if you have any takeaways from it?
Yeah, I really liked being able to do themes because I felt less of a pressure before each episode to say everything I wanted to say in that theme, if that makes sense. Because I knew that, okay, we have a couple to three to maybe four if we wanted. It's our podcast. We can do as many episodes on this theme as we want. I have more chances and avenues to say and share and reflect on the things I want to. So each individual episode felt less like, oh, I need to say all the most important things in this one episode, because the next episode we're going to move on to something else. So that was nice. I also liked that we could, because our podcast isn't scripted. We have like kind of bullet points, but you know, we don't decide up front exactly what we're going to talk about. So I liked having the expansive space of several episodes on the same theme to be able to go to like really, really detailed or almost like, not the dark corners, but you know, like the kind of unexplored corners of the different themes, so that we didn't just scratch the surface but actually went really, really deep and talked about a lot of nuanced stuff. So I really liked being able to do that. How about you? How did you find it? And you listened to season two, I suppose, but how did you find the themes, the format of the themes?
Yeah, I see what you mean, that I also did not have that that pressure to cover everything, and it felt like because we kind of had a rough idea of what would be the next topic within that theme. We kind of knew what to laser focus on, and I think that was nice to give each topic that breadth of like, yeah, just going deep into it and really take our time to cover everything and bring a lot of examples or relevant experiences. And I think that was quite nice. I think I enjoyed doing this, and I surprised myself sometimes at how much we could talk about a single topic. Like, there has been sometimes some topics that we've chosen and I was like, we are not going to make an episode out of this topic. And yeah, not surprisingly, every time we've always managed to actually have a lengthy discussion. And I guess that's because we always manage to kind of go deep into the topic and bring things that are relevant to it. So yeah, we have had quite a bit of waffling on some topics, and I'm actually not sure what created the waffling, because I feel like the topics that happened on, they weren't necessarily topics that we are less knowledgeable about. So I wonder a bit what created that incident of waffling, basically.
Well, I think there are multiple different reasons, like how tired we are. If we record later in the week, then I definitely get more unfocused. But for me, I notice I waffle more when, although I can talk about a topic, I'm not used to formulating my thoughts on that topic. And so being in a situation where I'm talking about a topic I've never talked about before in this type of format, like maybe I've designed around that topic or I've read about the topic, but I haven't formulated my own thoughts on that topic until I'm in front of this microphone. So that's made me waffle, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree. There are definitely some topics I was like, oh, I need to do a little bit of research ahead of the podcast just to make sure that I've got some pointers and make sure I get this right. Weirdly, though, over time, I felt like, because maybe my confidence went up a little bit, I felt the need to do that a lot less. But I remember our first episode, I was like, oh my God, I need to Google things, make sure I have things to like refer to if needed.
That was exactly the same. Yeah, exactly the same.
Yeah. I was wondering actually if there's a theme or a topic that is a little bit that we haven't particularly done. Maybe it's one that we've covered, but a theme or a topic that was a bit scary for you to, to discuss or seemed scary to you. And it might be a topic we haven't done. So I'm just quite keen to hear if there's any challenging topic like that you have in mind.
I'll start with a topic we did do, because it's the scariest one for me, 100%, is also our most popular episode. That's not a guest episode. Our guest episodes are very popular, but our most popular non guest episode is, I can't remember the number, but it's the one on UX / UI designer versus product designer. And that was so, I think I say a couple of times that I'm not scared, but nervous during that episode.
Yeah, I remember.
I think I was just very worried and anxious that I would come across as gatekeeping design, because that's the last I want to do. So that was really scary. For some reason, that's an episode that resonates with a lot of people. A topic we haven't done, which I also think we will probably never do, I hope, because it scares me, is talking about salaries. Mm-hmm. But both because it's not global enough. We're gonna only be able to talk about it in the context of where we are, which is London, and that's different from lots of other places. But also because it's a whole beast. And yeah, I noticed just saying this, I don't want to even go there, so I'm gonna stop talking now. What did you find scary?
Deep breathing. I agree, actually. Sorry, I wasn't thinking about it. But yeah, the whole thing of negotiating, knowing if you've been valued enough, like, you know, if you got your worth, or I don't know, like all of these questions, they are so tricky. And I think each individual relates to it differently. For some people, it's okay, it's all right. And some others are terrified to do it. And yeah, but it's a really interesting one and a very important one. For me, it would be more around any topic around, I guess, getting into leadership, or at least, I guess, you know, almost kind of like, yeah, getting through those promotions and getting up the ladder and kind of breaking that, not that wall, because it's not that there's a wall, but kind of, yeah, going from that moment where you're a senior IC into that point where you're like, okay, I'm ready to maybe be more of a leading team type of designer, and kind of, yeah, starting to break into this higher echelons. I guess I don't really know if that's the right way to call it. But yeah, I think for me, these are more of a scary topic, because I'm not sure I found answers to them just yet on my side. So yeah, but it would be quite interesting to dive into it.
Yeah, I'm just waffling now. But yeah, I was saying, before I thought of the salary thing, I was also thinking design leadership, but you said everything that I would have wanted to say. So do you have any favorite episodes, single episodes or multiple episodes, and why?
I do. There are some episodes where I just remember being quite excited after them, or just being like, that was a good chat that we had. Or even just things that sometimes I hear myself just bringing back some, not quotes, but just things like, yeah, like this came up with Susan, and just bringing back some bribes of conversations that we had. And I was thinking, this conversation clearly helped me reflect on some things. So I enjoyed that. I think the memorable episodes right now, without looking at the list, because I have a very bad memory. I really enjoyed actually the one that you found a little bit scary, the UX UI versus product designer. For me, this is something that I feel quite strongly about. Obviously, never in an intention to gatekeep or anything, but just wanting to bring, I guess, my opinion, to maybe shade a bit of light on the distinctions and helping people identify the right role, because, you know, some people are more interested in one than the other, and I think it's important to understand the differences so that you pick what is right for you, and that if you do want to become, for example, a product designer, you know what it means and you know what you should strive to learn to do in terms of skill set and so forth. So I quite enjoyed that one. Because it's a very hot topic and there's actually quite a lot to discuss into it. And otherwise, I really enjoyed our recent guest episode with Leia, just because I felt really energized after it. It just reminded me how grateful I am for all the great product design collaborations that I've had, and just, yeah, and how it just reminded me of how when there's a strong PM product designer duo, you can just accomplish so much in your team. So yeah, I really enjoyed that episode for that reason as well. What about you? Any episode that kind of stood out?
Yeah, the episodes that I feel the best about are the ones where I either left feeling really buzzing and energized, or and just really felt really good, or which were very emotionally cathartic to talk about. So the two that left me with like this buzzing, nice, positive energy was the one you mentioned, our guest episode with Leia, because I love strong designer and PM relationships, and I've had some really strong ones in my career, and they've taught me so much. So it was just, I just left that episode feeling so grateful, like you, so grateful. And in a similar vein, our episode on being managed, again, because I've had so many great managers who taught me so much and who developed me so much. So again, I left that episode feeling, again, super grateful that I had so many wonderful managers. And then the third episode that stands out to me, and it's hard to call it a favorite, but yeah, I don't know, it just stands out, is our episode on empathy with ourselves. And I think that stands out because we recorded that in what was an incredibly tough week for me. I feel like I'm like, I'm saying A, but I can't say B. But anyway, it was just a week where, for work-related reasons, I think I was crying every day that week. It was just so hard, so, so hard. I was like very emotionally drained, and recording an episode about empathy with ourselves was exactly what I needed. It was very cathartic, and yeah, just a very nice experience to have. So those three stand out for me.
I was wondering actually how, because for me, I love diving deep into a topic and really start, I guess, talking about how it's like as a human being to go through those experiences. And I think for most topics, we've obviously tried to remain in experiences that were mostly positive. We did talk about things that were difficult, but I think there's probably some topics that we could cover that are a little bit more, say, maybe a bit more taboo, or a bit more difficult to discuss. Like, for example, one that comes to mind would be how to deal with a toxic environment, for example. Could be one where it might actually bring up a bit more emotion. But I'm also really interested to explore these kind of topics, and I don't know if it's relevant to your audience. I don't know if it's like you also would be interesting, but I think sometimes because there's so little talk about those things, but they are such a big part of the human experience at work, not actually having any pointers as to the fact that actually maybe it's normal to feel a bit shit about those things, how have others overcome them, you know, like sometimes it just feels good to know that you're not the only one, and there are ways forward, and you will get out of it, and so forth. So yeah, I wonder how you feel about these kind of a bit more, yeah, taboo topics, I guess.
I feel, it's going to sound weird, I don't feel good about them, but I feel very, I feel like I definitely think it would be worth tackling those. I think, not that, well, I mean, there's so much stuff around, yeah, like toxic environments. A big one for me, which I've always been careful not to go too far into on the podcast, and not because I don't want to talk about it, but because I'm so passionate about this topic, I'm going to say. I'm so passionate about it. I know I will just go into full on like vent and rant mode, and that is diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. Like that's such a, like a big mm-hmm. thing for me,
it can be
so difficult. And yeah, there's there. I think, you know, yeah, let's I think those are incredibly valuable conversations to delve into, difficult, taboo, quote unquote taboo subjects. They shouldn't be taboo.
I agree.
And we'll untaboo them by talking about them.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But I do feel like there was a bit of that. I think there's been times where we were on the brink of touching upon those topics, and we did a little bit. But it always felt like, oh, I don't know if we should go into this. And I wish that actually we were a bit more brave in a way. Yeah. Like, and just be like, you know what, let's talk about it. It's important. And maybe it won't be... sometimes there's clearly a lot of emotions that can come through those topics because some experiences are more fresh than others, or I guess have been are more triggering than others as well. But they are still important. And...
Well, if any of our listeners who are listening to this want us to go deep into these difficult topics, then please let us know. I think we're both keen on going there.
Maybe one last question. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts or wants for season four, any type of things that you might have. Yeah, any ideas for the next season?
Now that you've biased me, I really want to do the difficult topics. yes. I hadn't thought of it until you asked. So yeah, thanks for asking. I'm really motivated to do that now. Besides that, I really enjoy our guest episodes. I don't think we'll ever be a full on guest episode type of podcast with a guest every episode. It's not our thing necessarily, but I like it when we get interesting people on to talk about different things. For the new season, I would love to get more guests who are outside or tangential to design and UX. I want to speak to more engineers, marketeers, customer support people, anyone who works with designers. Essentially, I'd love to get on the podcast. How about you?
Yeah, I think the guests, definitely. I agree that I think we have a good mix of a guest episode every now and then. I don't think it's the prime purpose of the podcast, but it's always nice to bring in a different perspective. And I agree that exploring how other functions relate to design would be super interesting. I think as well, like, I feel like with guests, especially lately, it's been quite interesting to bring in people that have really that are on the ground as well, and they're working on the ground with designers. So I quite like that perspective of like, yeah, I work with designers like regularly at like similar level, and it's quite interesting to hear the stories of like how do these people collaborate, how do they develop relationship with design, how do they see their contribution as well in the design process. And yeah, I think it's quite interesting. So I agree, more some guest episodes around all of this will be really cool. Otherwise, I actually haven't given it too many thoughts. Yeah, I think the difficult topics for me would be an interesting one. I just like talking about stuff in depth. It's just something that I love deep thinking usually. So it's nice when I can actually have a conversation with someone as well who has, you know, a similar traits, and we can go quite far into a topic and be vulnerable, I think, which is a bit scary at times, but I think it's important, and I think it helps actually to not be afraid to be vulnerable. So yeah.
All right, thanks for listening to our little season finale reflecting on season three. I think we both will benefit from a nice podcast break, although I'm really gonna miss having these weekly conversations. It's been good for my soul. Yes, as we mentioned in the beginning, please, if you have any feedback at all, good, bad, suggestions, ideas, please let us know in whatever way is comfortable to you. We're also planning on sending you a feedback form in the next few weeks to gather your feedback if you don't give it to us. Oh gosh, okay, I noticed I've reached that point in recording. Anyway, thanks for listening to this season and to this episode. It's been a joy to do season three. See you in season 4.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and see you soon.